Welcome, everyone, to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just want you to know all about it. We have a great lineup. As you had heard in the last hour, if you were listening at the end of that hour, we were hoping to have Pamela Helmer McNeil, but we have not been able to reach her just yet. So we're going to move on to our next guest. Our next guest is Craig Johnson. He is the director of a show called Mousetrap, which was written by Agatha Christie, but directed by Craig R. Johnson. And I'm so glad that he can join us tonight. Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing great. Anyone that takes on Agatha Christie, God bless you. Tell us all about this.
Web. Sure. Yeah. The Mousetrap is... I think Agatha Christie's best murder mystery. It was written in 1952, and it follows really that classic formula that she developed so well. So you have a young couple who have just opened this guest house in the countryside in Great Britain. The first guests arrive, and there's a huge blizzard that happens. Oh, just what we want to hear about, I know, in Minnesota. Anyway, so there's this big blizzard. They are all cut off from any outside life. And then they realize that there is a murderer among them. And soon as things develop, it becomes real clear that someone is going to get it. And we keep wondering who the next victim is going to be and who the next suspect is going to be.
You know, here's the thing. It's interesting immediately. It reminds me of different shows like... those murder mystery type of shows that you see on television. Just say to yourself, this is definitely a takeoff of Agatha Christie. And a lot of people have read her work. A lot of people have performed this, The Mousetrap. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just curious to know why you decided to do this now, considering all the things that are happening, in the world and in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities, with Lyric Arts even. I mean, do you feel like this is the right time for a murder mystery? Because I remember they used to have dinner houses that would do murder mystery things, and you know, while people are eating, and then after they stop eating, they have this murder mystery, and sometimes it was Agatha Christie as well.
That's right. Yeah, I think there are a lot of reasons why we can do theater. You know, a lot of times we go to the theater because we want to learn about a certain problem, a certain issue in, you know, of something that's going on, to, you know, ask big questions about life and why we're all here and what's the best way that we can all get along together. But sometimes there are also times when you just want to go to the theater to forget the problems of the world, to forget, you know, the winter time, to forget life in Minnesota, to not have to worry about COVID, to not have to worry about Ukraine and all of those things that matter, in order that we can just recharge our batteries and think about something else. This is theater as entertainment. Theater as a really delightful puzzle that you can sort of just sink yourself into and step into a completely different world and try to figure out this intricate puzzle that Agatha Christie has so masterfully kind of put together as the little pieces sort of drop and start and the tension starts mounting and building and stuff like that. So this is that, if you need that kind of show, if you need that kind of release from the problems of modern life, this is the kind of show for you.
What age group would you say would be appropriate to come and see this show?
This is probably at least ages 10 and up. But, you know, you had mentioned about, like, reading Agatha Christie stories. I remember when I was a teenager, I suddenly got hooked on Sherlock Holmes and then moved on to Agatha Christie and read so many of her novels. I mean, what a nerd I was. But, you know, there are people out there when you just, like, get hooked on reading and you just sort of drop into these murder mystery puzzle kind of things that you have to solve. So I think if you have a youngster in your life, a teen in your life that might like something like that, this would be the good show for you.
Yeah, well, I have to give you the good news, Craig. If you were a nerd back then, you should have been a nerd today, because nerds are really in today. So I'm so sorry you weren't in today. There you go. Okay, so tell me about the cast and who are the top ones that are creating this whole story, building this whole story.
Well, one of the great things about The Mousetrap, it is a really good ensemble piece. So it's eight actors who are in there. They all have really good roles, and you get to play these really vivid, iconic, different kinds of parts that are just, you know, such great kind of suspects. that you can sort of sink your teeth into. One of the things that I really like about this particular cast is it has that great combination. You know, when you go around and you direct a lot, like I had the privilege and honor to do over the years in the Twin Cities, sometimes you can work with people who you've seen on stage, but you've never worked with before. Sometimes someone just walks in and blows you away at auditions, and you have the chance to cast them and, you know, work with new people. And sometimes you work with people who you haven't, that you have done shows with before. And in this particular show, I have three people who are in there who I have taught or done shows with at the college level, either at St. Kate's or the U of M Guthrie program. So these are like wonderful people that I now have a chance to, now since they've graduated, introduce them to the wider Twin Cities theater community. And probably that's the thing that I'm most excited about, is seeing them just soar and having audience members just like discover them as actors.
Wow, that's really great to hear. Tell me a little bit about who's doing the stage design, because, you know, the set design really matters in a piece like this.
Yeah, Lyric Arts is just so great because they have so many people who've like worked there regularly over the years, so they know the space really well. I've just directed one show there a number of years ago, so coming back to it, I really relied on them, on the people who sort of know the space and how it works. A show like The Mousetrap is great because it gives you that great sort of box set, that really realistic kind of interior where we can just, everyone can just kind of go to town on it. You know, it's just filled with all kinds of little tchotchkes and little sort of set dressing kinds of things. Agatha Christie is really specific on, you know, this door has to lead into the drawing room, this door has to go into the dining room, there needs to be a staircase here, an entrance there, and stuff like that. So some of it is just like honoring exactly what she says in the script, and some of it's figuring out what we can bring to the proceedings. Like two fun things that I love about our set is, I think I was counting up today and when I was watching the matinee, I think there are 13 different potential murder weapons up on the walls and around the set, just like, you know, an ornamental display of old swords or something like that, a little axe that's lying just in the corner that you think like, well, that could be picked up and used for something. So that's right. Something that I think the audience can enjoy. And then there's, you know, there's a number of like paintings and pictures and stuff like that in this big old drawing room. And in one of them, we put a picture of Agatha Christie. So she's there kind of supervising our proceedings, looking over us.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you guys have already been at it for 2 weeks, well, a little more than 2 weeks. And so you've got just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week to get your tickets.
That's right.
And go see it before it closes. So congratulations on having it open since February 25th. I do hope people will enjoy it. And if they want more information or where to go get tickets, where do they go?
They can call Lyric Arts Theater, and I can give you the phone number if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Box office is 763-422-1838.
1838.
Go ahead. Lyricarts.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Craig. It sounds like you've been having a ball, so congratulations.
We've been having a Thank you. We've been having a blast. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care of you. All
Bye-bye.
Right, everyone. Bye. Of course, I have to now introduce to you someone that I have come to know a bit, Pamela Helmer McNeil, and she's coming up next in just a moment. Well, we found Pamela Helmer and McNeil. We sure did. At the Chanhassen Dinner Theater is doing the show called Wild Angels, and she's here to join us to talk about it. Hey, you. How you doing?
Hey, I'm going great. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm so glad
to hear
here.
Yours.
Thank you
oh, my
me.
Gosh. Okay, anything called Wild Angels and you're in it, I'm thinking that's appropriate. I mean, this woman can sing all the wild, you know, country songs you want to hear, all the wild pop songs that you want to hear. I can just see you in this particular piece, and you have been so busy. I congratulate you on that. You did a show earlier this month, and I'm just really happy for you. You are working and doing it, getting it done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, life is very interesting and never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Isn't
but
that
this,
true?
This show is so fun because I get to do it with my best friends, Mary Jane Alm and Amy Lee.
Oh, awesome. You girls are, you do shows a lot together, and that's pretty cool.
We do, and you know, there's just nothing like getting to do harmonies with people who can really harmonize.
Right. And we just smile so when you say fun. That.
I do, right?
So true.
So, we have
so
a
this
blast.
Is this is happening at Chanhassen Dinner Theater's Fireside Theater. A lot of people know about it now because of all of the tribute shows that have been done there. But this
right.
is on March 18th and 19th. That's a Friday and Saturday coming up at 8 p.m. Tickets are $44. Tell us all about the show.
Well, so the show is it's Mary Jane, Amy, and myself, and we take turns doing the leads and then backing each other up with harmonies. But we do everything from, you know, Dolly Parton to Lady Gaga, Linda Ronstadt, Cher, Stevie Nicks, Heart, Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt, Taylor Swift, Tina Turner, you know, Pat Benatar, TLC. It's just kind of all over the place. And
wow.
It's very much the girls bring the girls, or, you know, it's a very high-powered, you know, celebrating all the women voices that have been in our lives that we grew up listening to, and we got to, and you know, that kind of taught us how to sing, and some of the newer ones too. And it's just, it's such a celebration of women. It's so fun.
Of course, we know and love a lot of those artists that have just left such great music for us. So tell us what's your favorite. What's your favorite song to sing?
Well, my favorite is probably Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin, because it has a very important story. You know, my when I was little, I always tell the story when I was little, I was about 5 years old, my mom was part of the Big Sister program, and we had taken a girl to lunch, and we got back into her car, and this voice came on the radio, and I said, "Mommy, who is that?" And it was, the song was Me and Bobby McGee. And she said, "That's Janis Joplin," and she had just passed away. And I remember it left such a mark on me that I thought, I want to sing that song. And I've been singing it most of my career now, but it's just, it's a really special song. But I kind of love them all, you know, but if I had to pick one, that would be it.
You know, it's interesting when you're challenged with having to sing a song that someone made very famous, people sit and wait for you to do all of the runs that they did or sound like them. Are you guys trying to do that?
We do it in some of the, you know, some of the ways, you know, but then we also, what we call, we just kind of wild angelize it. We do our own little versions of things like the TLC song.
Which song, you know, is it, by the way? Oh, Waterfall.
And it's so beautiful. We do an acoustic stripped down version with the rap in the middle, and the crowd just goes crazy because it's our harmonies, and it's just so powerful and beautiful and timeless.
And such a great song.
So we do some things by the book, and we do other ones that we kind of make our own, but it's just very powerful.
Okay, so wait a minute. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. You are doing the rap, or you are not doing the TLC rap?
Oh, we're doing the rap, for sure.
No, shut up. Shut up!
We're doing it in harmony. We do it in harmony, you know? It's just like,
that is so awesome. Oh man,
and the crowd
that's
goes
great!
Crazy, you know, it's just so fun. And every night we kind of look at each other like, "Okay, good luck. Here we go."
Right. I tried that to rap one so time fun. And didn't work out. Did not work out. You know. And every now and then I'll learn the raps to some of these songs that I really like that are clean. You know. But
right,
boy,
exactly.
that's really fascinating. So, has there been a song that surprised you that you guys worked on together?
Well, yeah, this one was kind of, this was Mary Jane that kind of pushed for this one. We do Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last song.
Hold on for one more day. That
yep,
one?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a guilty pleasure song, but we all loved it. And we start doing it that you see the audience just like, "Oh my God, I love this song." And it's like, it's one I never thought I would do like live, but it's, you know, the harmonies. And then we get the whole audience to put their phones up and do the phone light thing. And so it's really beautiful. It's a pretty fun moment too. So that was kind of a fun surprise.
Well, congratulations on this. I mean, you guys have come together to call it Wild Angels. You guys are some of the sweetest people I know. So Wild Angels, to hear you sing these classic songs by these incredible women is pretty exciting, considering that this is Women's Month, right? So well done. Well done. March 18th, March 19th is a Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's Fireside Theater. By the way, do you guys dress up in those eras from those songs? Because not all those songs are from the same era.
No, because we kind of go all over the place, but we do have pretty awesome outfits. I mean, and then we put wings on at the end of the show and come out with wings.
So that's sweet. That's really sweet. Yeah. Okay, so please, Lady Gaga, she's not going to do rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
She's not going to do that, right?
Yes.
You're not going to do that?
Amy does that. No, Amy does
No,
that.
Seriously?
Absolutely. And you know, the crowd goes, it just goes crazy, too, because they, you know, and she even sings all the things that, you know, the kind of the naughty bits, too, which is kind of fun, so.
The naughty bits.
Well,
that's a good way to put it.
Kind of one bad word, but you know, everybody cheers when you sing it, you know, so it's fun.
Because they know it's coming. Oh, Pamela, I enjoy having you on, honey. I'm so glad we could find you. Thank you for joining us. The show is called Wild Angels, correct?
Wild Angels, the women of rock, pop, and country.
How about that? Well done. This is at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, Fireside Theater Room. Again, tickets are $44. And if you want to meet her after the show, will you be available?
Yes, we will be, probably in Brindisi's.
Okay, exactly, having a drink. You got that right. Mm-hmm. I am so happy for you. I can just imagine how you go home and lay down and look up to the heavens and just go,
this is
awesome.
Absolutely,
awesome.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you want to come see the show, Geraldine, please do. It's a lovely, lovely production. You would love the live music. I know you would.
I'm going to do everything I can to get there, especially because your daughter is in it. I want to look back and see your face. I hope you will be there, Sandy.
Absolutely. I sure hope you can, because that would be joyful.
Congratulations. It's great to talk to you again.
And great to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me on. Take care.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Sandy Bourne Barrett, Stages Theater Company Artistic Director and Director of Tuck Everlasting. Go and take a look at it. See it for yourself and know what they're doing there with the children. These children actors are amazing. Now, my next guest is coming up at 9:50, and that's going to be Dennis Spears. You do not want to miss him. We're going to talk about the Legends series at the Capri Theater. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone, to our final interview tonight. We have not been able to reach Dennis Spears just yet, but I can sure tell you a lot about it. It's called the Legends series at the Capri Theater. Now, if you don't know the Capri Theater, it is a landmark over in North Minneapolis. Beautiful theater that was just renovated. they finished it about, 6 months ago or so. But the Legends at the Capri presents Beyond Legends Rainbow, and it's a tribute to Jeannie Arlen Peterson, as you know, the Peterson family, Irv Williams, Debbie Duncan, and Yolanda Bruce. So what do we have together with all of these names? We have those who have moved on. That's why it's called a tribute to them. Jeannie Arlen Peterson, Irv Williams, we lost him. Debbie Duncan, we lost. And Yolanda Bruce, we lost. And so it's been, even though we know that they're gone and we honor them in different ways, this is a show to honor them again, to give this tribute just for them. March 19th and 20th, the tickets are on sale now. The Legends at the Capri presents Beyond Legends Rainbow, a beautiful evening of music offering audiences a moment to pause and pay tribute to the musical stylings and lives well-lived by Jeannie Arlen Peterson and Irv Williams and Debbie Duncan and Yolanda Bruce. And of course, you know, I would have asked him the question, how many have of these legends have been on the stage at the Capri? Because we know that they have had this big change, and it has just been amazing how well they are doing the Capri. And they're always looking to make sure that people are invited. It's people of all colors. Sometimes it's more of a white audience than a black audience. Other times it's so beautiful and diverse. Right there in that 200 and something seated stage. So through the years, all four of these artists graced our legend stage at the Capri Theater. Dennis Spears did that quote as the artistic director, and for good reason. He says that each was a true legend in their own right. Pianist and music director Adia Shah will be joined by Gwen Matthews and Dennis Spears on vocals, Jason Peterson Delaire, who is currently touring with Michael Bolton. He will be singing probably on vocals and saxophone, Billy Peterson on bass, and Nathan Norman on drums. Now, you'll hear what they call a marvelous mix of the four celebrated musicians, some of their favorite songs that they love to sing, righteously performed in their honor. So Dennis says that we need to fill up the Capri Theater with love. Come early. They expanded the renovated Capri Theater, has a larger lobby by gathering and greeting, and there's wine and beer and non-alcoholic beverages for sale, and there's a new exhibit in their art gallery. You can come and take a look at that as well. So if you want more information about the beautiful Capri Theater, just go to thecapri.org to get more information about the venue. Also, the show times for this is 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th, and 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 20th. Again, this is March 19th and 20th, 7 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are $25 or $20 each for groups of 10 or more. That's, again, $20 each for groups of 10 or more, and are available at capri.simple, which is S-I-M-P-L-E, Tix, T-I-X for tickets, .com. CapriSimpleTix.com. Or you can call them at 612-643-2024. Walk-in tickets at the door are available as well for $30. So they do have COVID safety protocols. I would like to mention to you that Capri requires all guests to present proof of either full COVID-19 vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test result taken within 72 hours prior to attending an event, along with a photo ID. Now, almost every venue I've been to in the last few months are asking for this, so don't be surprised. Make sure you bring it, don't forget, or either take a picture of it on your phone so you can show it. Masks are required at all indoor events at the Capri as well, so please note that they are evaluating their policy in light of the new CDC guidelines and the improving COVID situation in our communities and our state. So you can always go to thecapri.org/COVID. Again, that's thecapri.org/COVID. And why is this important? Because this show is important. These are really four incredible people that were loved. Jeannie Arlen Peterson of the Peterson family. You know Patty and Ricky and all of them. And then there's Irv Williams, the saxophonist that lived a long time. Then there's Debbie Duncan. We lost her suddenly. I was very surprised. And Yolanda Bruce, same thing. She had cancer. And it's a blessing to be able to sing their songs, perform for them. I just think it's quite remarkable. The people involved, Adia Shah, will be the pianist and the director, music director. And he's joined by Gwen Matthews, Dennis Spears on vocals, Jason Peterson Delaire on vocals and saxophone, Billy Peterson on bass, and Nathan Norman on drums. All right, I hope you get a chance to go and check it out. It's coming up 19th and the 20th of this month. The tickets are on sale right now. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm looking forward to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle. Whoop, whoop. It's going to be a blast, so stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone, to our final interview tonight. We have not been able to reach Dennis Spears just yet, but I can sure tell you a lot about it. It's called the Legend Series at the Capri Theater. Now, if you don't know the Capri Theater, it is a landmark over in North Minneapolis. Beautiful theater that was just renovated. they finished it about, 6 months ago or so. But the Legends at the Capri presents Beyond Legends Rainbow, and it's a tribute to Jeannie Arlen Peterson, as you know, the Peterson family, Irv Williams, Debbie Duncan, and Yolanda Bruce. So what do we have together with all of these names. We have those who have moved on. That's why it's called a tribute to them. Jeannie Arlen Peterson, Irv Williams, we lost him. Debbie Duncan, we lost. And Yolanda Bruce, we lost. And so it's been, even though we know that they're gone and we honor them in different ways, this is a show to honor them again, to give this tribute just for them. March 19th and 20th, the tickets are on sale now. The Legends at the Capri presents Beyond Legends Rainbow, a beautiful evening of music offering audiences a moment to pause and pay tribute to the musical stylings and lives well lived by Jeannie Arlen Peterson and Irv Williams and Debbie Duncan and Yolanda Bruce. And of course, you know, I would have asked him the question, how many have of these legends have been on the stage at the Capri? Because we know that they have had this big change, and it has just been amazing how well they are doing the Capri. And they're always looking to make sure that people are invited, is people of all colors. Sometimes it's more of a white audience than a black audience. Other times it's so beautifully and so beautiful and diverse. Right there in that 200 and something seated stage. So through the years, all four of these artists graced our legend stage at the Capri Theater. Dennis Spears did that quote as the artistic director, and for good reason. He says that each was a true legend in their own right. Pianist and music director Adia Shah will be joined by Gwen Matthews and Dennis Spears on vocals, Jason Peterson Delaire, who is currently touring with Michael Bolton. He will be singing probably on vocals and saxophone, Billy Peterson on bass, and Nathan Norman on drums. Now, you'll hear what they call a marvelous mix of the four celebrated musicians, some of their favorite songs that they love to sing, righteously performed in their honor. So Dennis says that we need to fill up the Capri Theater with love. Come early. They expanded the renovated Capri Theater, has a larger lobby by gathering and greeting, and there's wine and beer and non-alcoholic beverages for sale, and there's a new exhibit in their art gallery. You can come and take a look at that as well. So if you want more information about the beautiful Capri Theater, just go to thecapri.org to get more information about the venue. Also, the show times for this is 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th, and 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 20th. Again, this is March 19th and 20th, 7 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are $25 or $20 each for groups of 10 or more. That's, again, $20 each for groups of 10 or more, and are available at capri.simple, which is S-I-M-P-L-E, Tix, T-I-X for tickets, .com. CapriSimpleTix.com. Or you can call them at 612-643-2024. Walk-in tickets at the door are available as well for $30. So they do have COVID safety protocols. I would like to mention to you, the Capri requires all guests to present proof of either full COVID-19 vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test result taken within 72 hours prior to attending an event, along with a photo ID. Now, almost every venue I've been to in the last few months are asking for this. So don't be surprised. Make sure you bring it. Don't forget, or either take a picture of it on your phone so you can show it. Masks are required at all indoor events at the Capri as well. So please note that they are evaluating their policy in light of the new CDC guidelines and the improving COVID situation in our communities and our state. So you can always go to thecapri.org/COVID. Again, that's thecapri.org/COVID. And why is this important? Because this show is important. These are really four incredible people that were loved. Jeannie Arlen Peterson of the Peterson family. You know Patty and Ricky and all of them. And then there's Irv Williams, the saxophonist that lived a long time. Then there's Debbie Duncan. We lost her suddenly. I was very surprised. And Yolanda Bruce, same thing. She had cancer. And it's a blessing to be able to sing their songs, perform for them. I just think it's quite remarkable. The people involved, Adia Shah, will be the pianist and the director, music director. And he's joined by Gwen Matthews, Dennis Spears on vocals, Jason Peterson-Dallaire on vocals and saxophone, Billy Peterson on bass, and Nathan Norman on drums. All right, I hope you get a chance to go and check it out. It's coming up 19th and the 20th of this month. The tickets are on sale right now. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm looking forward to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle. Whoop, whoop. It's going to be a blast, so stay tuned.